A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello everyone, you're very welcome back to another episode of the Young Stock Podcast. My name is Amy Ford and I'm the news editor here with the Irish Farmers Journal. Hopefully the weather is improving wherever you're listening to us. I'm sure many farmers are hoping that March will go out like a lamb given the deluge of rain that there has been across the country. On this week's show, we speak to Liam Hanrahan. Liam is a former FBD Young Farmer of the Year and he's milking cows in Doonbeg, West Clare with his parents. Liam starts off by telling us a bit about his farm. Liam, tell us a bit about yourself and your farm, where you're farming in the country, cows and so on.
Yeah, so we're farming here in Doonbeg in West Clare and I'm farming in partnership with my parents. We're just in the middle of calving at the minute. We're well on the way really. We've nearly 80% of the cows calved now and we're looking forward to brighter spring days ahead now and hopefully a good year now this year. That's the plan if we could. Settled weather now is the main thing that is what we're looking for, really, to be honest.
Yeah, and the weather, I suppose, this year, like compared to last year, like we're in nearly in mid-March at this stage and it's just been desperate. Like, have you got much of your slurry out or fertilizer or what? Where are things cooking there?
Yeah, so we're actually just going spreading our first fertilizer today. You know, it's so far. It has been too wet. It has, obviously it's been a very wet spring in all parts of the country, but it's been a long winter, really. We could do with spreading a good bit of our slurry too. We've had maybe one opportunity to spread a small amount of it so far. So it's time to get going with it now, all right. You know, like we'd like to get the grass kick-started and hopefully start grazing if the weather keeps going the way it is at the minute, it'll be shaping up to be a fantastic end to the month if it could.
Yeah, I think everyone is hoping that the month of March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. It'd be great if it did across the country. And I know it's not just, I suppose, a Clare or a Western issue. It's right across the country in terms of the weather difficulties at the minute. I suppose dairy in itself, Liam, are you impacted by the change to the derogation this year or how are you fixed?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was specifically in West Clare, we're actually in the 250 zone for 2024. But like any policy change, it affects all farmers nationally. It'll affect, it's not just the dairy farmer issue and it's going to affect every farmer in the country really in terms of the upset it does to the market in terms of land market, stock price market, all sorts of things really. And it's your derogation and nitrates rules affect all farmers anyway in terms of trying to implement new measures, which of course best practice you're always trying to keep up with. But there's no doubt about it, it will have an impact on all farmers and it certainly has an impact on us, yes.
I suppose on the wider issue with the derogation, do you think it's going to be attainable to hold it at 220? Like obviously water quality trends need to go in the right direction rather than the wrong direction. And that's exactly the only thing will be judged on essentially. Do you think it's attainable to hold it?
Yes, I think it's very attainable to hold the derogation and definitely at 220. It shouldn't be a major problem really if we look at the facts and figures. Firstly, I suppose like agriculture is implementing mitigating factors, and we've seen that with the numbers, the vast number of measures that have been implemented, will be implemented and will continue to be implemented. So agriculture is mitigating the impact of agriculture on water quality. There is no doubt about it. The science has modelled that. So I suppose agriculture can't be expected to compensate for other actors along the line. And unfortunately, that's possibly is what's happening with the measures or the measurement and the measurements that are being looked at in reality. But certainly it should be able to be maintained from an agricultural perspective. We must divide out the influencing factors here and how the mitigating factors are helping each piece along the supply chain or along the chain. And in that case, if we do that, it clearly shows that agriculture is improving and will continue to do so. And the impact on water quality from agriculture will therefore improve. And I think that's it's as simple as that, really. Do you know, there's certain things must change, but I don't think the derogation is one of them.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I suppose we might go back to go forward in one way, Liam, for a minute. You were the 2019 FPD Young Farmer of the Year. What's changed on your own farm since then, and where do you hope to go, I suppose, in the next, I suppose, 5 years since you've won that, or 5 years on from now, I say, since you've won that?
Yeah, sure. Looking back now to the... First of all, it's a fantastic competition to be involved in and be part of. You get to meet an awful lot of different people, different farmers around the country, and it definitely gives you a great insight. And I suppose it really got me involved in the policy side of things of MOCRA as well. But from a farming perspective, what we've changed, I suppose we've had a slight increase in cow numbers maybe, but we've improved our efficiencies here at home and the farm. We've put in new infrastructure, and I suppose around slurry storage and calf rearing facilities, and just made the whole farm, I suppose, a bit more streamlined and implemented new technologies to make it easier to run, and it's easier to get time off farm, and just general work-life balance has improved for sure.
And future plans, where do you want to be in 5 years' time? Do you plan on increasing by a few more head, or are you happy where you are and bombing on what you have?
Currently, we're in a very settled system at the minute now, and it is working quite well. So I don't think you kind of have to, I suppose, each farm reaches the point where it's not possible to increase any more with the land base you'd have. But we wouldn't see any major changes for the minute anyway. Do you know, we just, I suppose, a consolidation period, as you'd call it, really, to let the farm to realise its potential.
You mentioned MOCRA there, Liam. You're involved in MOCRA. What's your role there?
So currently I'm the chair of the Ag Affairs Committee for the next 2 months until the AGM in May. And I've been on the committee. This is my fourth year on the committee now, 4 years completed and 2 years as chair. Other that's the national involvement. I suppose to be involved locally with the club and county, and taking part in different competitions and the likes. MOCRA is a fantastic organisation for any young person to be involved in. It certainly has given me huge opportunities anyway, and particularly from the Ag Affairs perspective, there's loads of opportunities really to get involved, and you get to meet many different people involved in many different stakeholder meetings and groups and discussions with the minister and department. So it's very interesting. We also get opportunities now and again to go to Brussels and to meet the MEPs and wider officials. So it really encourage someone who's half thinking into getting involved anymore. You know, there's a bit of time involved, there's a time commitment, but it's well worth that time, in fairness.
And I suppose one of the things that came out of that Ag Affairs committee over the last, well, it's not just a yearly thing at this stage, but is a succession scheme, Liam. And we obviously know MOCRA walked from Athy to Dublin to present the minister and the Taoiseach with your proposals for a succession scheme. It's been long called for. Have you any update on that from government, or where is it happening? And if it's not happening at this moment in time, why do you think that's been held up?
The walk, firstly, while it was born out of frustration, I suppose, from the members of inaction it would be a highlight really in terms of what we've done as part of council and the committees involved in that. But so it's why hasn't there been action? That the sentiment there at the minute is rather frustrating, particularly around, let's say, the Young Farmer Capital Investment Scheme, and how if a young farmer invests in dairy equipment, that their herd would be placed under a cow number restriction. And I think that precedence sets, it's a very bad precedence to set, and it must be reversed. It's disgraceful, really, that as a group of farmers who are in the prime of their career are being capped, and no other group are being asked to do this. So that precedence is a major problem, and that attitude is obviously hindering the implementation of a succession scheme, which is badly needed from both the young farmer and the older generation's perspective, because there are people farming who would like to retire and have financial security, and there are young people there who'd like to take on farms and take on roles in farming, and be that within or outside of a family, that where they'd get the support to do so, because we all know access to land and access to finance are quite difficult. And farming is a capital heavy business when you're trying to get into it first, and it requires investment to do it right. And that investment, for example, the dairy equipment scheme, like that investment is a direct investment in your life, really, in your time, because a third of the dairy farmer's work is spent milking cows. So if you can make that job easier, there's a massive return from the investment, and farmers deserve to be able to achieve that. But again, we have to realize that farming our farmers are food producers. So it's very important from a sustainability perspective to be able to invest and be able to achieve a return for that investment. Otherwise, the investments can't be made unless a return can be made. You know, it's just a reality. And implementing new technologies, it comes with a cost, but can be achieved where efficient farming practices are put in place.
What are the other issues, Liam, that MOCR members are highlighting with you at the moment? Look, obviously there's no Forgotten Farmer scheme, and I know we had a quick call last week before recording this. There's issues with young farmer payments, like not getting young farmer payments. That's a pretty big issue, and the Forgotten Farmer scheme, there's supposed to be a proposal on the table, sitting with the minister in his office, but again, no movement on that either. It must be massively frustrating to know that there's something sitting there and nothing being done with it.
Yes, it's certainly frustrating from me. And what seems to be common across all issues at the moment is the time frame of approval or implementation and the delays are just it's shocking at this stage. And you've mentioned a number of items there, like for example payments, including the Young Farmer scheme. There was major delays for many farmers in getting their Young Farmer scheme for 2023. TAM's time frame of approval is way too slow. We need farmers to implement change around slurry storage and that, but if we want them to do this, they must be allowed to do so in terms of approval rates, approval times for TAMs. Obviously, the succession scheme, we're really pushing that, and it would be a massive boost for MOCR and young farmers and the industry in generally if a succession scheme could be implemented. The derogation and water quality issues obviously is massive, and the list goes on really in ways. And again, the Forgotten Farmers, we had a commitment from the minister at the Ag Conference in Tipperary in 2022, the October bank holiday weekend in 2022, that announcement on the Forgotten Farmers was going to be coming in the next couple of weeks, a year and a half later, and we've still no announcement. So the delays really can't go on much longer. It something needs to change here, and we all want buy-in from farmers. We want buy-in from industry. We want buy-in from the policymakers. And the key to achieving that is to delivery. And delivery is something we need, and quickly.
I think you make your point loud and clear on that one, Liam. Liam, I've only a few more questions to ask you. They're all a bit much lighter than what we've been talking about. It's a quick fire round. Cornflakes or Cocoa Pops?
Cornflakes.
Rotary or Herringbone Parlour?
Rotary.
If you're out for dinner now, would you be going for a starter or dessert?
Oh, dessert.
Do you call it a sprong, a grape, or a fork?
It's a fork.
Which would you choose between hurling or football?
Football.
Interesting, from Claire. And then final question, would you rather foot turf or pick stones?
Oh, that's a tough one now. Good experience at both. I suppose pick stones, because once you do it once, it's done.
Excellent. Liam, thanks very much for joining us on this week's Young Stock Podcast.
No problem. Thank you, Amy.
That's all we have time for this week, folks. We'll be back with another episode next Monday.
We're currently looking for young people across Ireland to interview on the podcast. If you know someone who's under the age of 35 that has an interesting story, career, or experience that you want to share, then send on their name and get in touch with the Young Farmers Journal team. We want to give a voice to young people across rural Ireland. What issues are currently bothering you? Get in touch by emailing youngstock@farmersjournal.ie or send us a WhatsApp voice note to 086 83 66 465.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.